Hello, this is Bree, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussion and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of male marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so we'll share tips to make you the host with the most and the life of the party. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and review. Let's do this. It is 2020. That is right, everyone. Welcome to a brand new year. Just wanted to say a happy new year to all of you. I'm wishing you a prosperous year, loving marriages from us, the Carroll family. Okay, everybody, we're going to jump right into today's Heart to Heart. I have the fabulous Julie Cooley here with us. Julie, say hello to the good people.
Hello, good people.
So we're going to chat with Julie. We're going to start off, as opposed to me reading her long, amazing military spouse resume, I'm just going to go ahead and let her introduce herself.
Hey, so I am Julie, and I kind of wear a lot of different hats, but for most of my career, I've been in the real estate world and workforce development, which has turned into a lot of consulting. And I'm really kind of developing programs and launching programs.
Absolutely. So Julie is like being super modest here. She did not even say that she was Barksdale Air Force Base's Military Spouse of the Year. She didn't say how she rubbed elbows with like the big wigs. And she has been an advocate for spouse issues. Like, come on, Julie, you are so selling yourself short right now.
I know, and I always try to stay career stuff, because usually when I talk about myself, I talk about my career stuff. So I get to do a lot of cool things. I get to travel to a lot of cool places and hang out with a lot of cool people. Usually I'm the least important person at the table, which is always awesome. And then I've gotten to raise a lot of cool kids. So I've got one kid left at home. Three total belly babies, and I have raised two long-term fosters and five exchange students. So,
that's a resume. Okay. Yes,
you've done all the things, and I'm still sane.
Yeah, and still sane. So, how long have you been married, and how many PCSs have you guys done?
Okay, so first question's easy, second question's tough. So we've been married for just over 16 years. I laugh and say we've been married for just over 16 years, and we've been together for almost 16 and a half. We were those crazy people that got married 6 months after meeting.
Same here.
It always works out, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
and so when it comes to PCSs, we're kind of weird because we're active duty, guard, and then reserves. And so we've been a part of a ton of different units, but geographic moves has been five or six. And there's been a couple of PCSs that we stayed kind of in the same geographic area.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So anywhere between six and eight PCSs, I would guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you still have had that experience of kind of shifting locations, but some have been really cool to where you get to stay in close proximity. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So with all those PCSs and moving, you know, moving around, how has that affected your career?
So when we first got married, I owned a few businesses, and the very first move, I really saw what this new life was going to look like. So I was making dramatically more money than my spouse, and loving life, living in the Florida panhandle. And our very first PCS came within the first year of marriage, and to Montgomery, Alabama, and working in the resort property management world and marketing properties, you know, oceanfront properties, you know, that didn't exist in Montgomery, Alabama. And with my very first move, my income was decreased so dramatically that my annual income, my first year in Montgomery, Alabama, didn't equal my Christmas bonus.
Yikes!
At one of my contracts that I had. So just one of my contracts, and my entire income the next year did not equal that Christmas bonus. And that's when I knew that I had gotten myself into something that was going to be challenging. As his career progressed, you know, I was going to have to find new ways to have a career, right? Because my career wasn't going to exist anywhere else we were going to live.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a challenge. So how did that affect your marriage?
So what I started to call it, and I don't know what my husband calls it. He probably calls it my crazy wife. What I've called it, and as we've gone on and as I've seen this in myself, we have a very calm household, very quiet household, very laid back and fun household. But what we have is about every fourth month, and I call it the 4 month fight. About every fourth month that we're stationed somewhere and the house is settled, the kids are settled, he's in his routine, everybody's in their routine, and I don't know anybody. I don't have any business contacts. I don't have the job I want. And it becomes just this bubbling up argument of how did this happen again? And what it usually comes down to is you better say thank you and you love me and you appreciate me every right. single day for a month. Like
yes,
you better, you better thank me for continuing to follow you. And so that has happened several times, more times than I want to count. And where I just lose it, I say a lot of dirty words. Take a lot of bubble baths, and
that's real.
and so just kind of lose it because I'm a networker. I'm not a person that interviews for a position. I'm a person that usually transitions from project to project because somebody calls me and offers me something I can't turn down. And when you get into a new place and you don't have those networks,
yeah, that's tough.
It can be really tough walking into meetings and you don't have a relationship with anybody in the room and everybody else seems to know each other. And it gets easier and easier with technology because I find myself more and more working virtually and creating my own career. And I don't know if that's just the exhaustion of reinventing myself over and over again through all the moves or whether that is, you know, having a big number four in my age, because, you know, that changes you too. Whether it's, you know, it's a maturity thing, whether it's a just exhausted thing, or whether it's the technology of today that we are able to work more virtually. But I did feel a lot softer blow when we got to Barksdale 2 years ago, and even less of a blow as I've transitioned out of one contract and he transitioned from one job and, you know, one career to a completely different career. I felt a lot softer blow with that. And so I don't know mm-hmm. what that mix was, but it was a lot easier this time.
Okay. So let's unpack that. Cause that was a lot. That was awesome. So for one, everybody should note that Julie keeps it real. J. Cool. That's what I'm gonna call her today. J. Cool keeps it real. She communicates with her spouse that she is not happy. She's not in her element. And, you know, she has to take the bubble baths and say the dirty words and get it off her chest. Like, do not keep that stuff bubbled up, guys. Like, just, you know, let some of the air out of the balloon. That's what I like to call it. So that you don't pop and explode. Just let a little air out and have those tough conversations. And then after she has those tough conversations and, you know, your spouse, he or she says, I love you a ton of times and that, you know, I'm so grateful that you follow me. Maybe your spouse will say that. Maybe they won't. It's fine. You go ahead and you do the hard part, which is reinventing yourself, dusting yourself off and getting right back in there. Julie's a natural networker, but maybe you're not. And that's okay. So know yourself enough to know what will work for you. Maybe it's a LinkedIn account and modifying those things, or maybe it is going to networking opportunities or joining a spouse club or something and finding connections there. Whatever it is, you got to dust yourself off and you got to get right back in there.
Right.
Yeah, so that is awesome. And I think a lot of times as spouses, we understand that the career issue is huge. Like, I did a survey in our Facebook group and out in other Facebook groups. So Hearts and Stripes Facebook group, join us. And one of the top issues for when I was polling about military marriage happened to be the spouse's career or the lack thereof. And I don't think people realize, but those frustrations that come along with following someone else's career really affects the marriage. And until we kind of can unpack these things and find some resources to kind of help us along the way, it will be a point of contention in our marriages. Like, that's a real thing, guys.
Yeah.
And so, Julie,
I want to point something out is, when I really started talking in some of the arenas I've been able to talk in with, like the local chamber of commerce, to try to do some different installations. If you look at like this year's Blue Star Family Survey, if you look at Hiring Our Heroes, if you look at these different organizations, like with Blue Star Families, when they asked the military spouses their concerns, employment was number two, and it was only number two to family separation and deployments. But then also financial concerns and those came into it, which all plays into the employment. When they ask the military member, it's number two. When they ask the veteran, it's number two. Employment across all, you know, across all of those populations, employment is the number two concern, but then also is financial stability and all of those things that come right into the employment.
Wow. So yeah, across the board, we're seeing this. But Julie, do you have any resources, anything that maybe spouses could look into to kind of move that number two further down on the list, or some action items that they could take to improving that?
Yeah. So my most recent project was on military spouse licensing and all the legislation that's been passed. And so if you're a military spouse and if you're in a licensed career field, kind of the hub for all of the resources when you're moving is veterans.gov/milspouses. And so that kind of brings everything together, from reimbursements to finding what the actual laws are, all of those things. So I always talk about veterans.gov/milspouses. For military spouses that are looking for professional mentorship, there's so many great resources out there. My favorite is Hiring Our Heroes has military spouse professional networks, and they've got a virtual group, and then they have groups and installations all around the world. And so they are great if you're looking for professional networking. If you're looking for mentors, I love like Hire Heroes USA and some of those organizations that provide professional mentors. The ones that are allowing veterans are also not opening the doors to military spouses, and not just active duty spouses, but all spouses. And
that's fantastic.
And then for my younger spouses, I always, and even those of y'all that have fours in your number like me, I always talk about Military Spouse Advocacy Network. And so that is for our brand new spouses. We're able to bring them in, and it's a branch specific mentoring, but not an installation specific. So my mentees are in 8 different installations, but they're all reserve component spouses. But if you've been a spouse for less than 5 years, you can get mentoring. If you've been a spouse for more than 5 years, you can be a mentor to our younger spouses. So not employment specific, but great to be able to reach out and ask those questions. So that one's Military Spouse Advocacy Network. And then the Hiring Our Heroes is Military Spouse Professional Networks. And then if you're a licensed spouse and you're looking for information on what the legislation is, what changes have been made, that one is veterans.gov/milspouses.
Those are fantastic resources. Shout out to MFAN. They turned 5. So this program is fairly new, but wow, have they increased in numbers over those 5 years. I think they have over 1,000 participants in the program right now.
They do. Our social media is about 12,000 right now. And then we've Look had 1,000 mentor mentees in the program. And they're developing partnerships all over the place. So that they're able to offer all kinds of resources for spouses as they reach out needing things, they're able to push them right to these partnerships across the board, any need that you would have.
Yeah, that is awesome. So not only are you making those spouse-to-spouse relationships, you can also find with Hiring Our Heroes some professional networks and mentorship in those areas. I think that really will help resolve that conflict that may come in military spouse management and military spouse marriage. I mean, think about it. If there were no resources, goodness, like, it's the number two issue. People would really be falling out because, like you said, it's tied to our finances, which we all know, like, mm-hmm. that's a huge argument point for married couples. And, you know, as military spouses, when we said I do, we also said I do to PCSs and crazy hours and deployments and maybe not having the career set up, you know, our career progression set up the way we wanted it to look like. So right. I think these resources just make us look into some different options. You know, we're already flexible and resilient. So at least these resources give us a path to kind of still progress in our careers in a way that allow us to feel like we still have control over something.
Right, right. Because it can be, you know, as you're fighting the unemployment, or you're fighting the reinventing yourself again, it can take a toll on you. And mm-hmm. our natural reaction is when we're unhappy, when we're disappointed, is we beat ourselves up, but we also turn to those that we love most. And you can throw blame like I do. And so I had to turn that throwing blame to begging for appreciation, you know, because, you know, you get to know yourself and, you know, I know that I'm going to need you to be super thankful. And I love hot tamales candy. And I can always tell when I am, you know, losing my mind and being a little crazy with the, like, hey, we need to be nicer to me, that hot tamales, the box
they
of
just
hot
appear.
Tamales just appear like it's every beautiful. Afternoon at 5 p.m.
Maybe we should try that, guys. Just, you know.
Yeah. Let them know your, you know, what simple things you need. I'm not a flower person. If he brought a flower, I'd be like, why in the world did you waste money on a flower? Some of y'all might be flower people. And so the best marriage advice I ever got was completely unexpected. But at Maxwell Air Force Base, there's a wonderful church called Center Point Fellowship. And the pastor and his wife became friends of ours. And separated the room. They separated this room, men on one side, women the other. It was at a conference center, and drew the room into two distinct spaces. And she sat down and talked to the women in the room, and she talked about managing your expectation. And if you expected the knight to ride in with the exact color of roses and everything that you wanted, mm-hmm, and if you wanted mm-hmm. yellow roses and they brought white roses, and you're going to be angry about that you have to manage your expectations. And so that has been with me for about 10 years, that I have to manage my expectations. I have to understand that things aren't going to be perfect. And that's just stayed with me, even to when my son is now in the service, and I've had to manage my expectations with that. And it makes it easier. That's what I've learned that I needed, was to just have that expectation management as we've gone from place to place, as I've looked from job to job, as I've reinvented my career, as I've managed my expectations, then I don't expect everything to be perfect. And life has been so much easier.
That is awesome. That is fantastic advice. Managing expectations. That's something that I also have to I deal with. I've heard a similar message, and I'm so glad I have, because you refer to it time and time again, like on the job, if you're a stay at home, in your marriage, manage your expectations. Like, when you go to the drive through and you're thinking you're going to get ice cream from McDonald's and their ice cream machine is down, like, just manage your expectations. Like,
see, then you go to Chick-fil-A and you order the ice cream and they actually give you the ice cream.
Right. So, see? Expectation management.
See?
That's
been one of those things. That's my old lady, you know, advice. Looking back, once I learned to manage my expectations, things were a lot smoother because I didn't expect them to be perfect.
Thank you so much, Julie. You have given so much for us to digest on Mill Marriage. How can people reach out to you if they have any questions or they just want to connect?
Yeah. So any questions on any resources, I am at julie@twn.family. So julie@twn for the Warrior Network.family. And I'd love for people to reach out, ask me any resources, ask me about licensing, you know, anything that you might need. I'm pretty involved locally. I'm in Louisiana, at the state level, and then also nationally with a lot of good things that we have going on with military spouses. So I love to throw out resources and help anybody any way I can.
Oh, Julie, and you can also find her in our Facebook group at Hearts and Stripes. Just tag her if you have any questions. Thank you so much, Julie, for joining us. We appreciate you and all you do.
I thank you, and thank you for all you're doing.
Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. It is time for you to EYS. That's right, earn your stripes. Julie gave out some fantastic resources, one of which is hiringourheroes.org. Head on over there, check out the professional development and networking, as well as when they will be in a location near you. That's right, military spouse hiring events are happening all over the country and maybe close by. Let's earn our stripes. Let's look into these resources and let's see how we can positively impact our marriages through seeking out some career opportunities. Let's go. This podcast is sponsored by B. Carroll Events for wedding and event planning and design. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few and the proud that aim high and are forged by love. Born ready. We are Mill Marriage Strong.